Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to a brand new Monday half hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Tonight we have a teasing, tantalising, titillating, even tormenting programme all on the theme of temptation. Are you for it or against it, I hear you cry. Well, hold your horses, wait and see. Soon all will be revealed. So why the theme temptation? I suppose the honest truth, as if there is any other truth, is I just couldn't resist it. Temptation is one of life's universal experiences. We all suffer temptation, and I mean all. We may each be tempted by different things to different degrees, and some of us more than others, but we all know the feeling of being pulled in two directions. Will I? Won't I? Go on, be a devil. Oh no, I mustn't, I'm a wee angel. I know I shouldn't, but... ach well, just this once. Dolly Parton has a great song which sums it all up. It's the title track from her album Halos and Horns. We all know the wee devil on one shoulder and the wee angel on the other shoulder, both whispering in our ear at the same time.
Halos and horns.
We've all got halos on good days and horns on bad days. My wife says I have a halo on Sundays and horns when I'm driving. Even St. Paul knew the inner tug of war between good intentions and not so good behaviour. In Romans chapter 7 in the Bible, he confesses, "The good that I would do, I do not. But the evil I would not do, I do again and again. Woe is me, who will save me from myself?" I don't know what tempts you. Maybe it's cream cakes, maybe bargains, maybe patting bald heads, if you thought of that one. Maybe going up one-way streets the wrong way. Well, just because. Maybe it's wine, woman and song. I remember my father's words of advice to me as a young man. "Son, when you get tired of wine, woman and song, stop singing." No, just kidding. Boy, the things you have to say to avoid getting letters from the public, and maybe from my dad. Anyway, where was I? Oh yes, temptation. It comes in all sorts of varieties, and it always ends in tears. So get your hankies out for this song about temptation from Kenny Rogers and Lucille. Now, I don't mean Lucille tempted Kenny Rogers. Then again, maybe the song is autobiographical. No letters, please, Kenny.
In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool she took off her ring. I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, "I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter and here ever after. I'm after whatever the other life brings." In the mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him. I thought how he looked out of place. He came to the woman who sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face. The big hands were calloused. He looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. But he started shaking, his big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, "You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille." After he left us, I ordered more whiskey. I thought how she'd made him look small. From the lights of the bar room, rented hotel room, we walked without talking at all. She was a beauty, but when she came to me, she must have thought I'd lost my mind. I couldn't hold her, cause the words that he told her kept coming back time after time. "You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some..."
By the way, Kenny has just phoned in to say it wasn't him who done it. Mind you, he doesn't deny that he, like all of us, can be a bit of a desperado at times. Isn't that so, Kenny?
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but you got your reasons. The things that are pleasing you will hurt you somehow. Don't you call on the Queen of Diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. The Queen of Hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you always want the things you can't get. Desperado, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger, they're driving you home. Freedom, oh freedom, it's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world of
We all know the feeling of having fallen, having opened our big mouth and put our foot in it, having rushed in where angels fear to tread, having overestimated our powers of resistance, having shot ourselves in the foot, having promised and not done it, having paved the way to hell with good intentions, having said, thought or done wrong. We girls saying our bedtime prayers was overheard to say, "Dear God, I've goofed again." We can all identify with that. Michel Coist, in his book of Prayers for Life, beautifully portrays us standing there before God, before others, before the mirror, naked, exposed, and clothed in guilt. I have fallen, Lord, once more. I can't go on. I'll never succeed. I'm ashamed. I don't dare look at you. And yet I struggle, Lord, for I knew you were right near me, bending over me, watching. But temptation blew like a hurricane, and instead of looking at you, I turned my head away. I stepped aside while you stood silent and sorrowful, like the spurned fiancé who sees his loved one carried off by his rival. When the wind died down as suddenly as it had arisen, when the lightning ceased after proudly streaking the darkness, all of a sudden I found myself alone, ashamed, disgusted, with my sin in my hands, this sin that I selected as a customer has purchased, this sin I have paid for and cannot return, for the storekeeper is no longer there. This tasteless sin, this odourless sin, this sin that sickens me. I've wanted but want no more. I've imagined, sought, played with, fondled for a long time, that I have finally embraced while coldly bypassing you. My arms outstretched, my eyes and heart irresistibly drawn. This sin I have grasped and consumed with gluttony. It's mine now, but it possesses me as the spider web holds captive the fly. It's mine, it sticks to me, it flows in my veins, it fills my heart. It has slipped in everywhere as darkness slips into the forest at dusk and fills the patches of light. I can't get rid of it. I run from it like the master of an unwanted and mangy dog. But it catches up with me and rubs joyfully against my legs. Everyone must notice it. I'm so ashamed I feel like crawling to avoid being seen. I'm ashamed of being seen by my friend. I'm ashamed of being seen by you, Lord. For you loved me and I forgot you. I forgot you because I was thinking of myself. And one can't think of several persons at once. One must choose, and I choose. And your voice and your look and your love hurt me. They weigh me down. They weigh me down more than my sin. Lord, don't look at me like that, for I am naked, I am dirty, I am down, shattered, with no strength left. I dare make no more promises. I can only stand bowed before you. Come, son, look up. Isn't it mainly your vanity that is wounded? If you loved me, you would grieve, but you would trust. Do you think that there's a limit to God's love? Do you think that for a moment I stopped loving you? But you still rely on yourself, son. You must rely only on me. Ask my pardon and get up quickly. You see, it's not falling that's the worst, but staying on the ground. Dolly Parton expresses the same feeling in song. She wrote this song herself as her reaction to the events of September the 11th, 2001, all the terrorist atrocities.
Hello, God. Are you out there? Can you hear me? Are you listening anymore? Hello, God. If we're still on speaking terms, can you help me like before? I've questioned your existence. My resistance leaves me cold. Can you help me go the distance? Is there time? Hate and violence just increases. We're so selfish, cruel and blind. We fight and kill each other in your name, defending you. Do you love some more than others? We're so lost and confused. Hello, God, are you out there? Can you hear us?
Have you ever thought that God himself gets tempted? How many times must he have felt like the potter at the wheel, seeing his lovely creation go wonky, and consider scooping up the floppy clay and starting all over again. Thank God that he doesn't do that. He has tremendous patience with us and graciously gives us lots of second chances and third and millions and trillions of chances. When we think of temptation, we often think of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Of course, this is the story of every man and every woman. We are each born into an innocence in a beautiful world. We each succumb to one temptation or another, or should I say one temptation after another. We blame the wife, she blames the serpent, and he suggests it's all God's fault, really. Here's Don Francisco to tell us all about it.
Unashamed and naked in a garden that has never seen the rain. Rulers of a kingdom full of joy, never marred by any pain. The morning all around them seems to celebrate the life they've just begun. In the majesty of innocence, the king and queen come walking in the sun. But the master of deception now begins with his dissection of the word. And with all his craft and subtlety, the serpent twists the simple truth they've heard. While hanging in the balance is a world that has been placed at their command. And all their unborn children die as both of them bow down to Satan's hand. Then just before the evening, in the cool of the day, they hear the voice of God as he is walking. But they can't abide his presence now, so they try to hide away. But still they hear the sound as he is calling. Adam, Adam, where are you? Adam, Adam, where are you? Adam, Adam, where are you? In the stifling heat of summer now, the gardener and his wife are in the field. And it seems that thorns and thistles are the only crops their struggles ever yield. He eats his meals in sorrow till he sinks into the dust whence he came. But all down through the ages, he can hear his maker calling out his name. Adam, Adam, where are you? Adam, Adam, where are you? And though the curse has long been broken, Adam's sons are still the prisoners of their fears. Rushing helter-skelter to destruction with their fingers in their ears. While the father's voice is calling with an urgency I've never heard before. you coming from the darkness now, before it's time to finally close the door. Adam, Adam, where are you? Adam, Adam, where are you?
Amazingly, God does not wash his hands of Adam and Eve. Yes, he punishes and expels them from the garden, but then he goes to great lengths to win them back. He even comes to earth as Jesus and dies on a cross to deal with their sins, to take the punishment, to wipe the slate clean and give Adam and Eve, you and me, a fresh start and a whole new life, in this life and in the next life in heaven. The other famous Bible story about temptation and forgiveness is in the Gospel of Luke, the story of the prodigal or the wayward son, or rather the story of his ever-loving father. The son is all of us who fall to temptation and wander off the rails. The father is our heavenly father, who loves his scoundrel son, whether he's a good boy at home or a rebel abroad or the prodigal returned. The father just loves. He resists any temptation to cut his son off. Such is God's love for you and me. Here's Don Francisco to put it into song.
Loved you long before the time your eyes first saw the day, and everything I've done has been to help you on the way. But you took all that you wanted, then at last you took your leave, and traded off a kingdom for the lies that you've believed. And although you've chosen darkness with its miseries and fears, although you've gone so far from me and wasted all these years, even though my name's been spattered by the mire in which you lie, I'd take you back this instant if you turn to me and cry. I don't care where you been sleeping, I don't care who's made your bed. I already gave my life to set you free. There's no sin you could imagine that is stronger than my love. It's all yours if you'll come home again. You've come back to your senses, and you see who's been to blame. Remember all the good things that were yours with just my name, and then don't waste another thought before you change the way you're bound. I'll be running out to meet you if you'll only turn around. Just turn around. I don't care where you've been sleeping, I don't care who's made your bed. I already gave my life to set you free. There's no sin you could imagine that is stronger than my love. It's all yours if you'll come home again. I don't care where you've been sleeping, I don't care who's made your bed. I already gave my life to set you free. There's no sin you could imagine that is stronger than my love. It's all yours if you'll come home again.
We shall always be tempted. Not even Jesus in his earthly life ever reached the point where he was beyond being tempted. He was tempted in the wilderness, tempted at Gethsemane, and tempted every day in between. But Jesus, the new Adam, overcame all temptations. And as the book of Hebrews says, because he has been tempted and tried, he knows how we feel, and he's well placed to help us with our temptations. He doesn't give us exemption or immunization from temptation, but he does give us wisdom and strength, and he does hold us by the hand as we go through our trials and temptations. So come on, join Sir Cliff Richard as he celebrates this new life in Jesus, the dawn of a new beginning after the dark night of temptation. Have a nice week and tune in again, same time, same station, 3TFM.
It's the only